Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Friday, October 9th, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, Doctors Without Borders is calling the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan a war crime. So will anyone within the U.S. military-industrial complex be held accountable? Yeah, I don't think so. Then, Barack Obama mocks gun rights activists, saying that we are full of crackpot conspiracy theories.
Any gun safety measures are somehow an assault on freedom or communistic. There are all kinds of crackpot conspiracy theories that float around there.
Meanwhile, the Obama administration and the mainstream media remain completely silent about the obvious link between gun violence and antidepressant drugs. And what is the first shot that the medical industry wants to give to your newborn baby? InfoWars News Director Rob Dew in studio with David Knight. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, today, Obama, the hospital shooter, was in Oregon, grandstanding about the school shooter that happened 2 days before his hospital shooting. And I want to talk about that hypocrisy right now. NPR puts it this way. Doctors Without Borders are now doctors in anguish. This hospital that was shot up, we need to put this in context. There were several hundred thousand people in that area who have now lost their only access to surgical trauma care. They say that at that hospital, they had treated between 20,000 and 25,000 people in the past 4 years. In just the week leading up to the shooting of the hospital by the U.S. military forces, they said they had treated 394 war wounded that week. Now, what happened? If you don't know what happened, let me repeat it very briefly again. There was an attack on a hospital. It wasn't a one-shot bombing by mistake. It continued for 30 minutes. The hospital was well known to both the Afghan and the U.S. government. They had been notified many times about its exact location with GPS coordinates. As I just mentioned, over the last 4 years, they've treated between 20 and 25,000 people at that hospital. It's an active war zone. These are people who are combatants as well as people who are non-combatants. But the rules of war, the Geneva Convention, forbids shooting up hospitals just like shooting up ambulances or medics is forbidden. Nevertheless, that's what happened. And as this happened, they put out calls again to the U.S. government, to the Afghanistan government, telling them that this was going on. It continued for 30 minutes. They say 9 patients are still unaccounted for. They've been unable to reach 24 of the 416 staff members. Understand that the shooting in Oregon killed 9 people. This killed at least 19. Perhaps if we add those additional tolls to it, that could be 19 plus another 23 people. So that is a huge death toll. Is Obama interested in examining what happened here? No, he's in Oregon grandstanding. We're going to talk about that, but just look at what they're not doing. Doctors Without Borders, and of course they often go by their French acronym MSF, is demanding an investigation by the International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission. They say that was established by the Geneva Conventions. It has not been used since it was established in 1991. And they say they're just trying to get some answers. This isn't a criminal investigation. It could very well be a criminal investigation, a war crime. But they say in terms of a single event, this is the worst thing that has happened to Doctors Without Borders in their long history. They say we fully communicated that it was a functional hospital full of patients and staff, it really shook us up in terms of the lack of respect for humanitarian law and also the lack of respect for life. And this is what they asked them from NPR. They said, well, what steps should be taken to ensure that hospitals are respected as fighting-free zones? He says, actually, we don't need anything new. There are laws of war. We have the Geneva Conventions. Countries coming forward to support an independent fact-finding commission is the most fundamental action that can take place to ensure renewed respect for the laws of war. They say it's a golden opportunity for the U.S. to show its commitment to the rules of war. And yet what we're seeing here is that the U.S. is showing that it has no commitment to the rules of war. It has no commitment to the laws that govern international war. Instead of supporting an investigation like this, Obama is now using the tragedy in Oregon, the shooting by one individual who was hopped up on SSRIs or psychotic drugs, most likely based on the connections to his psychological treatment, the comments that he made about being a lithium lover. Instead, he's using that to try to take away the Second Amendment from us. I want you to also look at the difference in the way the mainstream media is looking at this. Has the mainstream media talked about this hospital shooting by Obama? No. Compare this to 10 years ago, when there was a game that came out called Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. That was something that was done for the Xbox 360 community. It was something that created a great deal of controversy. Wikipedia has an entire entry just about the controversies surrounding the release of this game. Why was it controversial? Well, because the game was depicting an attack, a terrorist attack on a Russian airport and inviting you to participate as a terrorist in shooting up civilians. Many people thought that was way over the top, and it was way over the top. It was an optional level. It was called No Russian because they say no Russian speaking. Nevertheless, it was also meant to mean that no Russians are going to be left alive. They say you see civilians running and screaming in terror. You can see some clips of that here. The injured crawl away, leaving a trail of blood. Some try to drag others to safety, only to be shot with bloody results. The player is technically allied with the terrorists. Now, how did people react to this? In Russia, they said, you're not going to sell this game. So they removed it from they removed the PC version of the game. They delayed the introduction of the console edition. Activision says that that had nothing to do with it. They had planned on doing that nevertheless. But look at how they treated it in Japan and Germany. In Japan and Germany, if you shot any civilians, immediately you got a game over. Game over, pal. You're out of there, okay? In the United Kingdom, it was discussed in the House of Commons. It was discussed by religious leaders on BBC One. And a British Muslim forum compared the game to the works of Joseph Goebbels, commenting that while people called it merely entertainment, Goebbels himself said that Adolf Hitler's films did more to psych the German people up for war than his speeches ever did. And as a result, calling it entertainment isn't sufficient. It doesn't justify it. We had a lot of people complaining internationally, domestically, about Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, 10 years ago, and rightfully so, I think. Yet, do we have anything like that today? One more comment here. PC Gamer, 2012, they asked one of the game designers after he had moved on to another company why he did it. He said he mentioned that the version felt cheap and gimmicky. He said it felt like we were touching on something raw and emotional and then shying away from it just as soon as it became uncomfortable. But this is what he had to say that I thought was very telling. He said, it isn't really relevant whether it makes you enjoy the entertainment experience even more because you're being naughty like in Grand Theft Auto, or if it engrosses you further into the story and makes you resent your actions. What's important is that it makes you feel something at all, because we've gotten so numb to all of the violence, isn't it? People seem to be numb to what's going on in Afghanistan as well, the shooting up of a hospital, perhaps 50 people killed, patients burning to death in their beds. And yet the mainstream media is not numb to this. They are silencing all the cries about this. Understand that the Pentagon and the Obama administration have a chance to do something about this. They could investigate it. They could offer an explanation for it. Other people could try them for war crimes. Of course, that's not going to happen. We've seen four different stories in 4 days from the Pentagon, all contradicting the previous day's stories. We've seen this happen before. We saw it happen with the shooting of an ambulance Remember that video that was leaked by WikiLeaks by Manning? Manning went to jail. Julian Assange has been under siege in a British embassy, and that has a lot to do with it. The fact that they exposed the war crimes of the American military in Iraq. They'd shot up innocent civilians. And then as an ambulance was pulling up to help these people and loading them in the ambulance, you can hear the guys laughing about it as they shoot up the ambulance from a distance and record it on video.
Come on. Clear. Clear. Orange. Coming around, clear.
Roger.
Now, this is the government. This is the government that wants to have a monopoly on force here in America. This is the government that Obama, when he takes an oath to the Constitution, he uses that to get his authority for his regime. And yet he's using the Constitution merely as a beard. He doesn't believe in it. Clearly he doesn't believe in it. Not even a week ago, we reported, and we've talked about this here on Infowars.com, Obama mocks gun rights activists. Remember that about a week ago? He said they're crackpot conspiracy theories. He said they think that any gun safety measures are somehow an assault on freedom, or they're communistic, or they're a plot by me. That wasn't even a week ago. Understand that, yes, that is the way the communists work. It was Mao who said that power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And you know what? Any gun safety measures is not what we're looking at here. We're looking at a deliberate infringement upon the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, a right that is our right as individuals, our God-given rights that are recognized by the Constitution that gives him his authority. And yet he's going to go around that. Here we are, less than a week later. We have the Washington Post, we have CBS, we have NBC, we have all the major mainstream news media is saying that Obama is weighing doing extending background checks through executive authority. Now, they've admitted that it wouldn't have stopped any of these last shootings. The one that was in South Carolina, nor this one, would not be stopped by background shootings. And of course, they're not going to look at the background of the individual. Are they on SSRI drugs? Are they on drugs that make them homicidal, suicidal? No, they're not going to look at that. Instead, the Washington Post reports that he is seriously considering circumventing Congress. See, everyone knows that he is exceeding his legal authority under the Constitution. It's an open secret. They even say he's going to circumvent Congress. They say after the December 2012 Sandy Hook incident, they say Obama asked Vice President Biden to devise a list of policy proposals. And so he came up with universal background checks on all gun sales. They say that failed in the Senate. Oh, so since you couldn't do this by the constitutional method of having the Congress and the Senate make the laws, you're just going to do it by executive order. They say that he went back and he, of course, banned almost all re-imports of military surplus firearms to private entities. He did that by executive order. He's already done infringement of the right to keep and bear arms by executive order. And understand, they're saying the re-import of military surplus firearms. These are American weapons that should be turned over to private owners in America. They are the militia. We had a design where the militia, the people of this country, would be able to protect themselves, be able to protect the government, be able to protect themselves from the government, from criminals. That was called the militia. That was the purpose of this. They were very concerned about a standing army. But now, even though we have a permanent standing army, even though they have surplus weapons, if those weapons leave the country, Obama, by executive order, has banned their re-entry. That is infringement by definition. Infringement is gradually moving the borders of where you are onto somebody else's property, and our rights are our property. Now, today, our reporters were in Oregon to cover the landing of Obama as he helicoptered in. We saw the massive security details there to protect him. And there were many protesters there. Roseburg residents are telling Obama to stop using the tragedy to take their liberty. Organizers accused him of using cowardly murderers to achieve his goals. They say no more using tragedy to as a play to take more liberty, no more using grieving families as a pit stop on the way to another fundraiser. That is precisely what is going on. They say no more using cowardly murderers to achieve your goals. That is what Obama is doing today. He is laying the groundwork for more ineffective legislation. And as we saw, he broadly hinted that he was going to move to gun confiscation because they admit that these background checks are not applicable in these different areas. We've had the sheriff say that they've seen prohibition of things like drugs, and yet they have methamphetamines there. And that's precisely what we should be concerned about. The fact that if they do a prohibition, it is going to radically increase the violence, not just when they go to take people's guns. It will create new and more effective firearms than we have ever seen, just as drug prohibition has created things like meth that are far worse than the drugs that we had before drug prohibition, just as we saw happen with alcohol prohibition. Prohibition fails, and there is no constitutional authority for it, for alcohol or for drugs. We had a special constitutional amendment required to give them the authorization to prohibit alcohol. They never bothered for drugs, and now they want to prohibit something that is expressly permitted. Meanwhile, New York Governor Cuomo says that he wants Democrats to shut the government down over the Second Amendment. These are people who don't want the government to shut down for anything, for any purpose. They won't shut the government down to stop the murder of innocent babies for their baby parts. And yet he is willing to shut the government down in order to take away our ability to defend ourselves, an ability that is expressly protected in the Constitution. Why? Because what he's trying to shut down is you. He's trying to shut down your freedom. He's trying to control you, and that's what this is fundamentally about. Look at the contrast, as we've seen in the past. We've had the sheriff of Milwaukee, Sheriff Clark, talking about how he wants the citizens there to be armed. We've had an Interpol official saying the same thing. We've looked at FBI statistics that show that even though the number of firearms has gone up by 60%, the violence has gone down by 50% in spite of all the media hype of these isolated shootings. That is the reality. And here's one more data point that came out today. The mayor of Jerusalem calling on citizens to carry guns, to learn how to shoot guns, to educate themselves because of a wave of stabbings. They've had several stabbings there, and he says people need to protect themselves. That's what honest officials did. That's what our founders did. That's what the director, one of the officials in Interpol did. That's what Sheriff Clark did. That's what an honest politician does. A dishonest politician like Obama wants to steal your rights, steal your property. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the $6 million men that they've created in Syria that have gone AWOL. We'll be right back.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Do you remember the old TV program, The $6 Million Man? Back in the day, you used to be able to get all kinds of bionic re-enhancements, but money just doesn't go as far today. We got a story from the Daily Mail that says U.S. scraps its $500 million program to train moderate Syrian rebels after producing fewer than 80 soldiers. So do the math. That works out to about $6.25 million per trained moderate rebel. ISIS rebels, right? No bionic features on this, just ISIS rebels. And it gets worse than that. As the Daily Mail points out, beset by a series of embarrassing setbacks, they've had U.S. trained rebels last week just turned over U.S. vehicles to extremists. Who'd have thought? They say a second class yielded only a small number of new fighters, drawing criticism from U.S. lawmakers who condemned the program as a joke and a failure. Yeah, it is a joke. It is a joke being perpetrated on the American people. And you know what? Everybody sees through this. We all understand that this is the U.S. government training Al-Qaeda. We all know that there are no moderate rebels. We all know that they didn't go to war against ISIS, that they were training them, enabling them, helping them, moving rebels from fighting Russia in the using Chechen jihadis as surrogates, just like they used Afghanistan terrorists in the Mujahideen fighting the Russians back during the Reagan administration. Nobody is fooled by this. It is a false flag operation, if there ever was one. Rand Paul called him on this, called some of the warmongering political candidates out on this. He said in the Washington Post, a no-fly zone in Syria could, quote, lead to World War III. Exactly right. He said a no-fly zone over the country, an idea floated by several Republican candidates and by Democrat frontrunner Hillary Clinton, was, quote, a terrible idea that could lead to World War III if anyone was stupid enough to follow through on it. He said, you're drawing a red line in the sky, said Rand Paul. Once you draw a red line and people cross it, then what happens? Now we're talking about an incident that could lead to World War III. We went 70 years having open channels of communication with the Russians, trying to avoid having one side shoot down the opposite side's planes. I think the people who call for a no-fly zone are naive. That would be people like Carly Fiorina, who famously said in the last debate, I wouldn't talk to Putin, I would just increase military spending. He says right now, Rand Paul goes on to say, right now Russia is actually being invited by two of the neighboring countries, by Iraq and by Syria. We're going to say we're going to stop Russia from flying in the area when two of the countries being flown over have invited the country in. Do you understand that? They're putting a no-fly zone over the countries that are inviting the Russians to fly over their country. He says this gets back to whether we want to diplomatically isolate ourselves, as Carly Fiorina would do, or Hillary Clinton, or whether we want to diplomatically engage. And they point out that Clinton and the other no-fly advocates have envisioned something that the Russians would approve. Yeah, right. You think they really think Putin is going to approve a no-fly zone? He went on to say that Ted Cruz is getting less liberty movement support because his candidacy has become more aggressive in wanting us involved in the Middle East. Of course, he's been that way from the very beginning. And he also mentions what I just said about Carly Fiorina. Well, it's not just American conventional weapons. It's not just a no-fly zone. What about nuclear weapons for ISIS? John Bowne has that report.
It was India's defense minister, Rao Inderjit Singh, sounding alarm bells back in May of 2015 that ISIS could acquire its first nuclear weapon from corrupt Pakistani officials, confirming a threat ISIS had made in its propaganda magazine, Dabiq.
Now we have increasing evidence that the Moldavian nuclear black market is aggressively seeking to sell their wares to ISIS. The Associated Press reports that the FBI has prevented black market sales of radioactive material four times in the past 5 years. In 2010, 1.8 kilograms of uranium-238 seized in Chisinau when three people tried to sell it for $10 million. 2011, six detained for trying to sell 1 kilogram of weapons-grade uranium-235. They said they also had access to plutonium. In 2014, smugglers allegedly tried to sell 200 grams of uranium-235 from Russia to undercover security agents for $1.6 million. 1.5 kilograms of uranium-235 was seized close to the Moldavian border in Ukraine. These are the latest claims that the breakup of the Soviet Union left nuclear materials scattered across Russia that have fallen into the possession of criminals. Would the Islamic extremists have the capital to create anything other than a weapons-grade dirty bomb? They would need to acquire enriched uranium. And even if they did, the agreed threshold for classification as high enriched uranium is 20% U-235, but the enrichment level actually required to enable a nuclear explosion is far higher, 80%. A uranium device also requires a critical mass in the order of several kilograms of U-235. A smaller quantity, even if enriched to weapons grade, would be useless for the purpose of a nuclear blast. So a nuclear weapon is potentially out of reach for ISIS. But a dirty bomb is completely possible. And if detonated, it could cause long-term health problems and radiation sickness in a densely populated area. First of all, is this just an attempt for the FBI to distance itself from a disturbing rash of flawed forensic testimony in nearly every criminal case since 2012? Most of the information surrounding the FBI nuclear stings is being spewed out during a time when the current administration will do anything to smear Putin as Russia aggressively protects Assad, Syria, and George Soros and company meddle in Ukraine. And thanks to the madness of King Obama, ISIS and other known terrorist harboring countries are walking right across our southern border, as Arabic and Urdu are the fastest growing languages in the United States. Arabic alone is up by 29% since 2010. So the really bad news is, the FBI, riddled with a recent history of incompetence, is handling a situation that could potentially change the course of American history. And our divide-and-conquer puppet in the White House wants 85,000 refugees in the United States by next year. AP reports Konstantin Malik, a Moldovan police officer who investigated all four cases, said, "We can expect more of these cases. As long as the smugglers think they can make big money without getting caught, they will keep doing it." Unfortunately, odds are the Moldavian dirty bomb is coming to a city near you. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Now, we're told that we have to engage with these terrorists in Syria because Assad has to be overthrown because he's evil. I'm not really sure what he is supposed to have done, but we know what our terrorist ally in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, has done. They've invaded Yemen, and nobody's trying to stop them from doing that. Syria hasn't invaded anybody. And even worse than that, we see how they treat their own citizens. Look at this most recent example. the Hajj, where people travel to Mecca. That resulted recently in a stampede death toll. We were first told it was 700. Then that changed to 1,000. Now it is up to 1,453. How did that happen? Well, countries started adding up the number of people that had died. Iran said, well, we had 465 die. The Egyptians said we had 148 and so on and so on. And pretty soon it was obvious to everybody that Saudi Arabia was lying. And of course, this is something that has happened time and time again. Just before the Hajj, they had a massive construction disaster that killed several hundred. As they were talking about the mass numbers of people that had died, this stoning of Satan ceremony has resulted in hundreds or thousands of people dying on multiple occasions. And the Saudi Arabian government knows this, but they do nothing to stop it. How did they respond to this particular one? Look at these pictures of how they treated their own people, their own Muslims. The scoops are on the way. They actually sent out bulldozers to scoop the bodies up and pile them in mass heaps. And now they're talking about beheading 28 Muslims that they're going to make the scapegoats. After the ceremony where these people died, the stoning of Satan, now they're going to have a scapegoating ceremony where they're going to behead 28 people because of this. Not blaming the Saudi officials, but blaming some other people for this. This is the government that is our ally in the area. Now, we go from the scoops on the way from Soylent Green to green poop. Look at this story here. The Whopper Burger, the new black bun that they're putting out for Halloween, actually turns your poop bright green. They say it's a vivid neon green, almost a grass green. What was people's reaction to this? Well, they say Twitter was talking about it, so I thought, well, now I've got to go try it. That's the idiocy that we're up against. On the same day, we see that over 40 rodent feeding studies show how GM food is disastrous to your health. It can increase your intestinal infections, high cholesterol, birth defects, weight increase, higher incidence of mortality, organ pathologies, all of these things. And yet, people don't get that message. And they don't understand that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to be used to stop any bans of GMO, to even stop the information about GMO. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about the corruption in our capital. We'll be right back.
I might as well just...
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
There have been a lot of amazing developments in the last day on the speaker's race, the race to replace Boehner, who said he was going to resign. It's a tale of corruption, it's a tale of political backstabbing, and it's a tale of the continuous imperious actions of John Boehner. But first, what happened? As we reported yesterday in the morning, everybody thought that Kevin McCarthy, the number two, was a shoe-in, that he had clinched the position. And then when the meeting began, as the leading candidate, according to the establishment, he stood up and said, I'm withdrawing from the candidacy. At that point, John Boehner closed it, shut it down, and there were multiple reports that people were crying, perhaps John Boehner. Let's look at what happened. They say he faced opposition from conservatives itching to use hardball tactics against President Obama. Yes, that's precisely what we need. Not just hardball tactics, but stand up for what you got elected to do. That's precisely what we haven't seen from the GOP leadership. That's why there's a rebellion. This is Wall Street Journal. They say his withdrawal, that is Kevin McCarthy's withdrawal, leaves a vacuum that Republicans are scrambling to fill. Paul Ryan declined for a second time on Thursday. They say he's really the only one who can do the job, says another Republican from California. Most of the members know that that's really our only path forward at this point. Really? Let's think about that. You had an election. You had three declared candidates. The one that the speaker wanted dropped out. So he immediately stopped the election and said, I'll stay here for as long as it takes until I get somebody that I like. That's the kind of imperious dictatorship that the conservatives are rebelling against. The House Freedom Caucus had said that they were going to support Daniel Webster. That's a block of 40 votes. Those are the people who have been trying to stand up to these terrorist tactics from John Boehner. Anyone who doesn't toe his line is immediately dismissed from committees or from subcommittees. Mark Meadows, the man who introduced the motion to vacate the chair to have Boehner leave his position, Mark Meadows was thrown off of a subcommittee because he did not support the Trade Promotion Authority, which would fast-track the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic Partnership Agreements. He was thrown off of his committee. He was thrown off by the other person who is still in the race, Jason Chaffetz. Now, Chaffetz said, I learned from that. I reinstalled him. But the reality is that the other committee members had the power to reinstall him themselves if a majority of them wanted him in there. And so that would have just made Chaffetz look bad. He did it as a face-saving method. And it shows that he is cut of the same cloth as John Boehner. He's talked about having a new face, and that's precisely what McCarthy says. He says we need a new face here. Is he really going to be a new face, or is he going to be more of the same? They say if Mr. Ryan sticks to his decision not to run, lawmakers said that they expected John Boehner to remain in his post beyond his intended October the 30th resignation, possibly through the end of the year. Well, I think it's time for another motion to vacate the chair to be reintroduced. Remember, everybody laughed about that, said, oh, that's nothing. That's just coming from some radical conservatives that have no chance of getting that put through. And yet they realized that they were perilously close from losing that election. They stopped the vote. They said, we'll pick this up when we come back from recess. They were not able to get the votes when they came back from recess. So then he abruptly resigned after meeting the Pope. Now, what happened is also something that concerns a lot of people who are concerned about law enforcement's role, the corruption in law enforcement. We've seen multiple occasions now in just the last couple of weeks of both Chaffetz and McCarthy, two people who are high up in the Republican Party leadership, people who are running for the speakership, being outed by the law enforcement people, implying that they had done things that they should be afraid of. Now, in this particular instance, Huffington Post is looking at an email that came from an activist in Chicago, Steve Baer. He sent an email to Kevin McCarthy and multiple congressmen saying, why don't you just resign like Bob Livingston? Now, was that what caused him to resign? Or was it the implications? And of course, he implied that there was an affair going on between him and a congresswoman, Renee Elmers from North Carolina. But at the same time, we know that these allegations go all the way back to January. There's a website called Got News that exposed that back in January. He was thrown off of Twitter, the person who runs that, Charles Johnson. He is now, according to Huffington Post, taking victory laps for breaking that. And we have this development. If there's nothing to it, it's interesting that Renee Elmer's attorney has sent a cease and desist letter to gotnews.com telling them to be quiet about an alleged McCarthy-Elmers affair. Yesterday, we saw Congressman Walter Jones grilled by Fox News' Shepard Smith saying, what did you know about this? This is a clip from that.
The big battle is going to be in the House and in the Senate. And right now we have the battle going for Speaker of the House. And it's interesting that Daryl Issa is one of the key people running for Speaker of the House. And that's significant in this particular battle and on many others, because although he has a reputation as being a conservative Republican, he is a member of the Transatlantic Policy Network, which is run by the aforementioned Peter Sutherland, the grandmaster of the Bilderberg trilateral internationalist Goldman Sachs agenda.
He really is the new David Rockefeller, isn't he?
Yes. And I mean, as we pointed out earlier, he is also not only promoting the TPP and the TTIP, but also the big refugee swarm into Europe after having helped bring together the whole borderless Europe program while he was working as the president of the European Commission.
Lower the borders, blow up the Middle East, North Africa, bring in the hordes.
Right. So he is a key operative there. And Daryl Issa, whether he gets the speakership or not, is just one of the, in our special report that we did on the Transatlantic Policy Network, we listed all the senators. That's called our special article, Trading Away Their Oaths. We pointed out all the senators, such as Thad Cochran, Mark Kirk, Barbara Mikulski, Pat Roberts, Roger Wicker, that are members of the TPN. And then we listed the House members as well. They're all going to be critical votes. And a lot of people think that some of these representatives, because they are conservative Republicans, quote unquote, are going to be reliable votes on this, need to realize that many of them have been bought off, bribed off, or in one way or another influenced to jump on board this sovereignty-destroying, independence-destroying, globalist program.
Sure, and the media is acting like only socialists don't like it, and it's a leftist issue because Bernie Sanders is against it.
Absolutely. But Bernie Sanders, of course, could flip just as he did on the Federal Reserve bill and sabotage the audit of the Federal Reserve after Ron Paul got a good one through the House. Bernie Sanders sabotaged it in the Senate, and he could do the same thing on this as well. That's what frequently happens. The controlled opposition puts up a fight, takes the center stage, so that no other genuine opponents can surface. And then when the critical time comes, they fold and jump to the other side. So we have a real battle before us on the TPP and then following up on the TTIP. A lot of people say it's over now. We can't do it. That's part of the strategy of defeatism.
No, it's just begun. Even if they get this through, look at all these European countries wanting out of the euro. Look at England demanding to get out. Now that we force a debate, admit it's illegitimate, that's the end of it.
Right. I mean, so this is really a house of cards that they've built. They've made it look very formidable. And it is because we keep allowing them to take our tax dollars and work against us to fund our enemies and to fund hostile takeovers.
That's why Rand Paul's right. End all foreign aid. William F. Jasper, great job. We need to get you back up more often. Thanks for the time. TheNewAmerican.com. Read his amazing writings there. Thank you, William.
So Shepard Smith grills Walter Jones because Walter Jones is saying we need to have people of integrity. Do you think that might be a problem in Washington? Walter Jones has been there for 20 years. He knows that's a problem. But here's another problem. And that's the fact that there were Wikipedia entries put on after he stepped down on both his site and on Renee Elmer's site. Those were traced back to Homeland Security, specifically back to Customs Borders Patrol. What is going on with that? We've seen now multiple occasions where law enforcement is being used, their information that they collect on everyone is being used to blackmail, to smear high-ranking government officials. That's the depth of corruption that we have to deal with in Washington. Now, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rob Dew about what he went through at the hospital for vaccination pressure, as well as pressure on the vitamin K shot. You'll want to hear this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
So I want to talk to you all about the vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So vitamin K has been around since 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And before 1960, I don't know if you've ever heard of hemorrhagic disease of newborn. So newborns, vitamin K is not transferred through the placenta very well, and babies can't build up the stores for vitamin K. So they're pretty much deficient of vitamin K when they're first born.
Right.
Their bodies don't naturally start to produce it until they're several weeks old, like usually about 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once moms that are breastfeeding, you know, get that good bacteria in their gut, and their gut gets colonized with all that good flora, and that flora makes the vitamin D endogenously, you know, on its own. So it takes several weeks for that to happen. So babies are somewhat susceptible in the first several weeks of life to have clotting deficiency. Before 1960, the rate of hemorrhagic disease in newborn, and that's when babies could bruise all over, they'll have blood in their, they can have blood in their urine, they can have blood in their stool, they can have a bleed in their head, was, you know, 1 out of 10,000, and then for late onset, and then 1 out of 1,000, I'm sorry, 1 for 10,000 for early onset, and then there's late onset, which is several weeks later, 1 of 1,000 babies. They did a study not too long ago on 1,000 babies, MRIs, and they found that one of every four babies born non-traumatic, vaginal, no vacuum, no, you know, no forceps, nothing, just a normal delivery. Because delivery itself is lots of compression, right? Mm-hmm. There's a risk involved there. One of every four babies actually has an asymptomatic bleed in their head, meaning a bleed that, you know, they don't have symptoms of initially. Perfectly healthy-looking babies. If babies don't get the clotting factors they need and they don't get the vitamin K, the risk of that is the late onset presentation of hemorrhagic disease in newborn babies, that bleed continues and they develop seizures later on, several weeks after life. And of course, that's life threatening, you know, and that's a very scary thing.
Well, I'm here with Rob Dew, and what you were listening to was something that Rob recorded. He had a baby girl a week ago. And you heard one side of this. Now, Rob, I thought it was interesting when I was listening to that. She's talking about all the problems, and so you get a one-sided risk analysis, right. But nothing is said about the risk of what she is proposing or the effectiveness of it.
Exactly, and that's what I call the soft scare tactic. And, you know, the vitamin K shot is the first shot that the doctors try to tell you you have to get, you know, when you have a newborn. And then they also try to push the hepatitis B vaccine, which is completely ridiculous because, you know, my newborn baby girl, which we have a picture of right here, does not take intravenous drugs or is having anal sex. God, that's I hope right. She never has sex. But anyway.
That's away. What Rand Paul said as well. He said, yeah, really? Hepatitis B for newborns? Is
It's ridiculous. But that's what, you know, they do that because some nurse might have it and contaminate the baby. Whatever. You're not going to give my kid a shot that could potentially have all kinds of side effects, including there was just a story I tweeted about Selena Gomez, this big singer, has lupus. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted out, did she get lupus from the Hep B vaccine? Because she probably got it when she was a kid and she doesn't even know it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she's a 20-something-year-old girl and she's getting chemotherapy for lupus. I mean, that's horrible. But getting back to this vitamin K shot, so they first do this scare tactic. And I recorded three different pediatricians. And the reason I recorded them was because my wife and I have always given our kids, our three sons, first, we gave them the oral version of the vitamin K. We're like, we'll just take the oral. You can prescribe it. We don't care how much it is. That's the route we want to go to. Mm-hmm. And so she came in, gave me this whole song and dance. It was a lot longer than that. I cut out about half of what she was talking about, the history of the vitamin K shot and this and that. And it only existed since 1960. And then we go into the ingredients because there's only five ingredients, she said. There's no mercury. There's no aluminum. She makes sure she says that. But there is alcohol in there, and it's 0.9% alcohol in the solution used as a preservative, which she seemed to think was no big deal. But let's go to that clip now.
And it's been safe. It's been around since 1960. It only has five ingredients in it, alcohol, cornstarch. There's no aluminum. There's no mercury. It's really a very safe injection.
I think it's got castor oil or some sort
of
castor oil.
You're right, castor oil is one. Yeah. So, you know, it's all very, you know, basic ingredients that are very small, minute amounts. So in Australia, there was, you know, they did this period of time where people were refusing it and they were just offering oral vitamin K. And then they found that the oral vitamin K didn't work. The incidence of hemorrhagic disease in newborn actually shot back up.
So she gave me that statistic of that one study. Well, after that, she said the next day you could talk to the next pediatrician who we have a clip of her as well. And so I went online and looked. I said, I want to find this study. I could not find the Australian study she was talking about, but I did find, here's a study from Germany that says the oral is just as good as the shot. Here's one from Switzerland, and we'll put the links to these studies in this video. So people can go check them out for themselves.
That's because they're going to do this to your children, to your grandchildren there. And you need to understand yourself what is effective and you need to understand yourself what the risk is.
Exactly. And I'll get to some preventive things that you can do without having to get a shot. Here's Australia, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland. This is Denmark. We consider the mentioned weekly regimen safe and appropriate. This is one out of Bangkok, which they say it's just as good. Here's one out of India. It is concluded that oral vitamin K is as effective as injectable vitamin K, and its usage is recommended in our country to reduce complications and costs of prenatal therapy. This is one out of, I'm not sure exactly, it said the article's in Spanish, which they say it's fine. And then here is a 27-year study out of the University of Missouri that they gave just the people, the infants there a oral dose of a single dose since 1967, and they conclude that they've met their duty in providing appropriate care. You know, you can only take these with a grain of salt.
You've got a stack of studies that say that oral is effective. And yes. She's saying, giving you one study that says that it's not.
Right. And then I want to get to this in a second. This is the next clip. But the reason I really freak out about the vitamin K is here on the Merck, insert, which I always say, read the damn insert.
Yep.
Tweet that out. Warning, intravenous use. Severe reactions, including fatalities, have occurred during and immediately after the prenatal, the parenteral administration of whatever this aquaminophen, which is the solution of vitamin K.
But the operative word there is fatalities.
Fatalities, yeah.
Fatalities.
Include shock, cardiac arrest, respiratory arrest, severe reactions, you know.
And so they have the seen
top,
this.
That's a warning on the top of the insert. Mm-hmm. And so when she's sitting here telling me all this, all I'm thinking of is this warning on top of the insert. So I asked her about that, and here's how she defended this. Where's that?
So we put it into the muscle. We don't put it into the vein. And by the way, anything you put intravenously, any kind of medication or vitamin pose risk because that's going into the circulation immediately, mm-hmm. right? Intramuscularly, it's a completely different absorption rate. And, you know, where we put it in the thigh and where we locate where the muscle is, you know, to put it in, it's not close to any vein. There's no risk of it. It's more like going indirectly into a vein that you worry about, and you're not going to have that risk going into the thigh.
But isn't that going to, I mean, you're injecting it into the muscle. Isn't that still going to go into the bloodstream more quickly than
No, it diffuses. It goes in the bloodstream, but it doesn't go at the high volume that you're talking about when you put it in directly into a vein.
Well, how do you know that you're not going to get it into a vein or a blood vessel? Because when you go to get blood drawn, a lot of times I've had to miss the vein.
Mm-hmm.
So
there
if
you
they
go.
Can miss the vein on an adult, do you think they could miss it on a child, on a newborn baby, where it's so small?
And here's another interesting thing. This is on Mercola.com, the potential dark side of routine newborn vitamin K shot. You got to go down a little bit, but it says the amount of vitamin K injected into newborns is 20,000 times the needed dose.
Wow.
And that's why it intravenously could harm the young baby. And it may contain additional preservatives that are toxic to your baby's delicate immune system, one of which is glycol alcohol, and they fully admit that. You know, it's okay to inject alcohol into your baby, but if you gave your baby a shot, you would get a shot of alcohol, you'd get arrested. Because they say, well, it's not the same amount. It's a very small amount of aluminum, small amount of mercury. You know, don't worry. So that's all there. And, you know, and then you have, so then I went to the other two pediatricians and they basically said they're not interested in doing it because the studies show that it doesn't really, is as effective, and we can just roll those clips back to back.
I talked with you all about the vitamin K and that, did you all decide to give that to her or just defer on that?
Well, we'd still like to give her the oral version of that
as opposed to nothing.
Yeah, as opposed to nothing. That's what we prefer to do.
Because the oral is not readily absorbed, and we don't know how much the baby gets, so it's not really that effective as having the IM.
They found I know y'all did it with boys, but they find the efficacy is just not that good, and there's not an exact dose, and so that's why we usually don't recommend doing the oral vitamin K.
Protect yourself and your family. That's it for tonight's news. Join us again on Monday at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price
as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.